Jack Banta is being brought on. 2-1 favor the Pirates. Banta will be announced officially in just a second. B-A-N-T-A. Here's the announcer.
Now coming into pitch for Brooklyn, number 11, Jack Banta.
Banta making his fifth relief assignment. He's won a ball game, hasn't lost one. He's made a start. In fact, he made the start at Pittsburgh. Didn't survive it. Palika continues throwing in back of him. Banta coming on to take over. Fernandez, Westlake, Coogan. The Pittsburgh hitters, the strong ones, are primarily right-hand batters, and so right-handers saved up for them. Especially at Pittsburgh with that near fence in left field. Batter tall and lean. That was quite a sight that will stick in your mind when you recollect the last game of last year was at Philadelphia, and the Dodgers and the Phils were having an awful battle. And no matter who managed a shot and put in there, the Phils ate him up. And finally, Batter came on to relieve. Broke something on a fingernail, and with his hand bleeding, he still pitched away and held the Phillies, and the Dodgers won it in the 10th inning and thereby won the pennant. Banta's had a lot of trouble with his teeth this year. Better to pitch now to Fernandez. Does call strike. Fastball, hand high over the inside. Jack had some teeth pulled. They were pretty well impacted. Apparently some infection got in there, and he's been having that worked on. Fernandez hitting 250. Takes strike two. That was a curveball. Same spot. Fernandez walking back of the plate, talking to Donatelli. I don't think he's been pleased with the call on either one of the last two pitches. Banta, tall, raw-bone, whipcord, kicks, throws, ball, hit, foul. Fast third. Third base coach Goldie Holt had to get down and underneath and keep from losing the horn. And nothing in two. First man up in the eighth. Pittsburgh 2, Brooklyn 1. Throw, curve, swung on, popped up. Out into short right field. Ferrello, the right fielder, under it. And Carl takes it for out number one. One up, one away, starting the eighth inning. Wally Westlake. Batting him right-handed. 0 for 3 today. The year hitting 271. Outfield edge toward left. Curve low outside. Batter, tall right-hander. Deals, fastball swung on, hit down to short. Reese up with a cleaner. They throw over to first to Hodges in plenty of time. Westlake is out before he's hardly underway. Two up, two down. And Dale Coogan was struck out in the second inning, bunted for a single in the fourth, and walked in the sixth, is up. Rookie hitting left-handed. Coogan from out on the coast. He's a big kid, good-looking kid, and a fine prospect. Takes a pitch outside, ball one. He's a little green yet for the major leagues, but they want to have him around for a while before they send him out, so the next time he comes up, he'll have it. Pitch inside at the knees, ball two. Telling you a little bit ago that Warren Giles of the Cincinnati Club is here, sitting with Branch Rickey. Also the general manager of the Pirates, Roy Hamey, sitting down in a field seat by the Pittsburgh dugout. 2-0 pitch. High outside for ball three. Giles and Rickey are sitting together in the Brooklyn President's box. Hamey is in the visitor's field box. He's sitting down there alone. He's been down there all the time. He hadn't been in any consultation with either Giles or Rickey. 3-0 pitch in there for a strike. Cincinnati trying to make a deal, change the ball club around a little bit. Club hasn't gone well this year. 3-1 pitch, swung on, fouled off. The Dodgers, of course, anxious to make a deal that will strengthen the club. This is going to be a tougher league. Tougher league than most people figured. The unexpectedly strength of the Phillies has pushed the league around quite a bit. 3-2 pitches, swung on, fouled off. Fans howling about the scramble for the foul ball. Post Cereals, keeping you posted. We continue on in the eighth inning. Batter pitches 3-2. And Coogan stays off of a inside curveball, walks to first base. First walk given up by Jack. Danny Murtaugh had a perfect day against Bankhead. He had a double inside third in the second inning, walked in the fourth, and singled into right field, hit and run single very smartly in the sixth inning. Over the close stance. Jack deals, over, call a strike, nothing in one. Coogan ready to take off and go. Two out. He's been trying to run all afternoon. Throw him out was on a tip to steal. Cappadella throws down to first base, not in time. Dave Coslow has just blanked Cincinnati in the first game of the doubleheader with two hits, and the Giants have won that first game 8-0. 21 pitches, a curve outside. Cappadella unhappy on the call. Shaking his head, he's kicking very vigorously. He's turned around now to Donatelli. Two balls, one strike. Cappadella is still squawking. Ball right-hander, deals, fastball swung on, a high foul on the screen, out of play. 2-2. In the first game of the doubleheader at the Polo Grounds, the Giants 8 runs, 14 hits, and 2 errors. Coslow going all the way, his record is now 2-4. For Cincinnati, no runs, 2 hits, and 1 error. Blackwell started, Eddie Erod in the 8th inning, and Johnny Hetke in the 8th inning. Chicago has knocked off the Phillies 7-2, that's a single game. Batter, 2-2s, strike three, swinging, and Murtaugh strikes out. So Jack ends his bid for a perfect day. 2-1, favor the Pirates. For fans, I want to tell you that the new 1950 Dodger Yearbook is a book that's mighty hard to beat. And it's Post Cereals' fine offer to you Dodger fans wherever you are from coast to coast. You know, on home Saturdays, we are delighted, in addition to our regular New York coverage, to have this network coverage. Bring you these games. Now, jammed to the covers with exciting information, dozens of pictures, pages of statistics, all about the banner team of the league. Yes, sir, that's the new 1950 Dodger Yearbook that is really something to own. And to get your copy, send the box top from any Post Cereal package or the front panel of a Sugar Crisp bag, plus a quarter, to Dodger Yearbook, Box 79, Brooklyn 1, New York. Now, this is the same big book that sells at Ebbets Field for 50 cents. But you can get yours for only 25 cents, plus the box top from any Post Cereal or the front panel of a Sugar Crisp bag. So get your request in the mail this very afternoon, yeah? Write to Dodger Yearbook, Box 79, Brooklyn 1, New York. And be sure to include your name and address. Otherwise, we won't know where to send it to you. The address again of Dodger Yearbook is Box 79, Brooklyn 1, New York. All right, good luck to you. And let's see about the last of the eighth inning. Reese, Hermanski, Snyder, top of the Brooklyn batting order. Right-hander Queen deals inside for ball one. Attender Bill World is up and going. Manager Billy Meyer of Pittsburgh has got World ready anytime he wants it. Throw, over, fastball. One ball, one strike. Queens pitched first, sound ball. The double play in the fourth inning helped him, of course, immeasurably. There's a line drive to left field for a base hit. So Reese opens up with a solid smack, picks his center on first and holds on. It's Connor retrieves and throws in 2 seconds. So Pee Wee singles, and this puts the tying run at first with nobody out last of the eighth inning. And the crowd, sensing another Dodger rally, which this club is famous, now begins twisting and turning and hollering. Gene Hermansky, who has 2 hits today and 4 hits for 8 at-bats this year, steps in. Queen throws to first, holding Reese up. Pass of the infield draped in. Hermansky sets the bunt and takes high outside for ball one. Reese at first. Pee-wee steps off. Queen pitches, and Gene bunts it in the air. It drops on the ground, and first baseman Coogan can't make a play. He kicks the ball. Reese goes into second. Hermansky's on at first, and Coogan is charged with an error. What happened was the ball was bunted into the air. Pitcher Queen could not quite come down and grab it. Catcher Ray Mueller couldn't get out and grab it. The ball was bunted up toward first, and Coogan running in, the young kid first baseman, couldn't grab it. And as he went past it, he swiped at the ball with his glove and knocked the ball back as far as home plate. So there never was even a throw. It's an error. It's a sacrifice and an error. The sacrifice to account for Reese reaching second base. The error to account for Hermansky being alive at first. And the place is now vibrant and alive, colorful and scintillating. Never a dull day at Ebbets Field. That's the first error of the ball game. Snyder, who drove in Brooklyn's run with a single earlier, is hitting at 311. The Pirates are looking for the bunt again, man at first and second. There it is, up toward third. The bunt is fielded to first base in time, and Snyder is out. The pitcher Queen fielding the ball, firing it over to second baseman Murtaugh, who covered. So Snyder sacrifices himself to move Hermansky to second, and more important, to get Reese over to third. So the tying run and the possible winning run are at third and second. The batter is Jackie Robinson, defending batting champion, who is 1-for-3 today, and they're going to walk him. Jack will not get a chance to swing. He's going to be put on. Robbie being purposely passed, they're pitching out. Ball two. Bill Worrell, the left-hander, continues throwing in the Pittsburgh bullpen. Ball three to Robinson. Next hitter is Carl Farrella, right-hand batter. And ball four, Robbie walks. So, the bases are FOB. Full of Brooklyn's. And now manager Billy Meyer goes trotting out to the mound. He wants to talk to Queen. Like he feels that he's got to. Left-hander Worrell down in the bullpen. 2-1 game. Favor the Pirates. It's a struggle. Meyer has got a meeting going on right now. Let's see. In addition to the manager, there's the catcher, the pitcher, and the second baseman, Murtaugh, who runs the infield. So he's going with Queen. And now Meyer is sending Murtaugh over to talk to Coogan, the first baseman, but Meyer wants the situation played. Meyer is now talking to shortstop Castellone. Three men are on, one man out, last of the eighth. It's a big moment, and we're awfully glad that you've joined us, and Post Serial is very pleased to bring this to you. And if you're enjoying it, you remember that when you step in the grocery store here. Four-letter word, Post, P-O-S-T. That's it. All right, Farrello, the hitter. Here's the pitch. Carl swings. It's a high foul ball. Close to the stands. Catcher Mueller coming over. And he makes a fine catch of it right at the edge of the Pittsburgh dugout. Ray Mueller made a fine catch right at the very edge of the concrete of the Pittsburgh dugout. And Farrello is unable to get in the tying run. Carl fouling out to the catcher. And the batter is Gil Hodges, who's gone 0-4-3. Hodges hitting 287 for the year. Queen trying to pitch out of this jam. Brooklyn having a big opportunity right now to get even in the ballgame at least, or bust it wide open. But right now, something's got to happen. The Pirates are going to get out of the situation, or the game's going to be tied one way or the other, because two men are out and three on. It's up to Hodges and Queen. Queen, the Pittsburgh hurler, takes the sign from Mueller. Veteran catcher. Hodges, a big right-hand hitter. Takes a curve, low outside, ball one. Reese at third. Homansky at second. Robinson at first. Pirates hoping they can get out of this and survive the error which made this jam possible. Boot by the rookie at first base. Throw. Swung on. Fouled off. Out of play. One ball, one strike. Hodges going over to fool with the batter's rosin bag. One ball, one strike. Two men are gone. Three on. Outfield around toward left. The infield back. Queen pumps. Deals. High inside. Four ball, two. Two balls, one strike. Now Queen wants another agate to work with. In the first game at the Polo Grounds, with the Giants beating Cincinnati 8-0, we told you that Coslow pitched the shutout. What he did, with the exception of one batter, Vern Kennedy, started the ball game and pitched to one man. And then retired, and Coslow took over and went the rest of the way. And Kennedy is starting against Raffensperger in the second game. We don't know the reason for the juggle, but find out if we can. Now let's see, two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. It's a curve, swung on, hit out into left center field. It is in there for a base hit. In comes one run. In comes another one. Robinson's around third base, and he's coming on toward the plate, and he is out at home. Milton Stock tried to hold Jack up. He had the red light on all the way, but no, Robbie was going to try and make it. So two runs are in on Hodges' single. It's a 3-2 game favor of Brooklyn. Robinson is thrown out at the plate. A relay by the shortstop, Castellone. Center fielder Saffold, the shortstop Castellone, to catch a Mueller. And Robinson is out and out by a wide margin. So that ends matters in the last half of the eighth inning. And Jack Banner, it's his ball game to win now, if he can hold it, goes out to the mound to pitch the ninth inning as the Dodgers are out in front, 3-2, Hodges singling cleanly into left center field. Say, Mom, have you tried it yet? Have you treated your family to the new Post Sugar Crisp? Well, honest, they love it. It's a honey of a cereal. Wholesome puffed wheat with a delicious coating of sugar and honey toasted right on. Sugar Crisp is something new in cereals. Just wonderful for breakfast. You simply add milk or cream and dig right in. You don't need any sugar because Sugar Crisp is just sweet enough. And Sugar Crisp is perfect for between meal snacks. So crisp and tasty that you'll want more and more. Hey, and you can eat it right out of the bag, too. Like candy. Sure, Mom, it's fun anytime, anywhere. As a cereal, it's dandy. For snacks, it's handy, or eat it like candy. That's the new Post Sugar Crisp at your grocer's in the cellophane bag with the three little bears on it. So try it soon, yeah? Now the Pirates are going to have a pinch hitter. Marv Rickett coming up to be a pinch hitter, but first of all, let's pause for station identification. All right, we're at Ebbets Field, and Jack Banner is pitching to pinch hitter Marv Rickett. There's a curve swung on and missed for a strike. Banner back over, and it is called strike two. No balls, two strikes. Rickett wearing number 13, got a golf glove on his left hand. Left-hand hitter, outfield around toward right. 3-2 Brooklyn, first man up in the ninth inning. The throw, swung on, hit down to first. Hodges up with it, runs over, steps on the bag for the out. One man gone. So Rickett up there hitting for Mueller is retired. 3-2, favor the Dodgers. Top of the ninth inning. Brooklyn coming up with two runs. Neither run was earned. The error kept it alive long enough, and the Dodgers promptly capitalized. And Johnny Hopp is going to hit for the pitcher.
Number 12, Johnny Hopp, batting for L3.
Hopp hitting in the ninth inning. And he's been hitting very well this year. And he's out now because of a pulled muscle. He has 30 hits for 82 at-bats and hitting at 366. So his absence in the first game, of course, is a tough blow. Coogan didn't do much hitting, although he did get on with a bunt single. But he made a costly error in handling a bunt in the eighth inning. One man gone. Brooklyn 3, Pittsburgh 2. Banner relieving. Delivers. Fastball over for a call strike. Hot batting left-handed. Curve, low inside, ball one. Just now on the base hit by Hodges, I told you that he had a single. The official scorer says that, give him credit for a double, that he had second base under control before Robinson was thrown out at the plate. So that's to be, he scored officially as a double for Hodges. Two runs batted in for Gill. Hop up there, one ball, one strike, one out in the ninth. Throw, over, call, second strike, fastball. Brooklyn 3, Pittsburgh 2. It's a tough one, and we're down here at the wire. Right-hander kicks, throws. Outside with the fastball, just missing, and it is two balls, two strikes. Palika is working in the Brooklyn bullpen, but working rather easily because he's ready in the event that Banta has any trouble here in the top of the ninth. Banta trying to nail this one down. It's his ball game if he can do it. These two runs are his. It happened just now in the eighth inning. Right-hander pitches. A curve just missing outside, and it is 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. One gone, top of the ninth. It's the first of two. Hop all set. He's had a great year so far. The 3-2 pitch, swung on, fouled off. Still 3-2. One gone. Waiting out on deck, top of the order, Pete Castellone. Batter comes down again, 3-2. There's a fly ball hit out into short left center. Snyder going over, and the center fielder makes the catch. Out number two, and the big crowd, of course, roars. Now Pete Castellone coming up. The St. Louis Cardinals just came up with six runs in the eighth inning at Boston. The go-ahead of the Boston Braves, 7-4. The Braves seem to be having that one under control. They were leading 4-1. The Cardinals got Spawn out of there and scored six times. And it's now St. Louis 7 and Boston 4 in the top of the eighth. Now, Castellone up. 3-2 favor the Dodgers. Two gone, top of the ninth. Pete has had 2-for-4 this afternoon. And for the year, he's hitting at 195. Right-hand batter. Batter deals. The curve swung on. There's a ball hit over short in for a base hit into left field. So Castellone on with his third hit. And the Pirates now have got the tying run at first base. 270 feet away from where it counts with two out, top of the ninth. Single into left. That's his third hit. This is the first hit off relief pitcher Banta. It's the ninth hit for the Pirates. Wait, tenth hit for the Pirates. Center fielder and left-hand hitter, Tommy Saffel. Banta looking him over, taking the sign. Castellone leading off first, ready to go on anything, two out. Batter's quick curve is over for a call strike. That's the curve he throws hard. Brooklyn 3, Pittsburgh 2. Ralph Connor waiting on Dak. So you know that batter doesn't want to tangle with him if he can help it. Taking dead aim on Sappho right here. Defender Bill Worrell begins throwing again for Pittsburgh in the bullpen. The pitch is high outside. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Sappho, a base hit his last time up. He's one for four. Hitting 188. Outfield slanted toward right. The wind is blowing from left to right. Batter's pitch swung on and missed. Curveball. And it's one and two. One ball, two strikes. Tall, lanky Kenson. Reese coming over from short, talking to Banta. Campanella settling down. Steady catcher. Boy, he does a job back of that dish. Gives a sign. Two gone. Pirates trying to hang on, get even. Dodgers trying to cut it off. One and two pitch. As a ground ball hits solely down towards second. Robinson up with it. Throws to first. In time. The game's over. And Brooklyn wins it 3-2. So Brooklyn wins 3-2. And that's the ball game down there at first base. That's the first game of the doubleheader. We'll go over some runs, hits, and some errors, and etc. just a moment. But one thing about these Dodgers, they know that they've got to play hard to repeat on that pennant. And they've just gone back into first place right now, winning this ball game as Philadelphia has been beaten by Chicago this afternoon. And for the Dodgers to repeat on the pennant, they've got to stay in the peak of condition. And that's where training and especially good nourishing meals comes in. The Brooklyn manager himself, Bert Schotten, just told me, good condition is all important. Yes, sir, you've got to eat well to play well. Well, fans, you take a tip from this team of champions and be sure that you eat properly, too. And remember, you're not eating properly unless you have a good breakfast, one that includes fruit, bread and butter, a beverage and cereal. Yes, sir, that's the least a body needs to start the day right. And when you're choosing your cereal, here's a tip. Make the cereal in that breakfast a post-cereal. Then you'll be sure that you're getting solid, grand slam nourishment every time. Remember, it's post for the most of everything good in cereals. Now for Brooklyn to pull the ball game out of the fire. Three runs. Eight hits. And for the Dodgers, no errors. For the Pirates, two runs on 10 hits for Pittsburgh, an error. And that error, of course, opened the door, and the Dodgers zoomed right in and zoomed into first place. Queen is the losing pitcher. He went all the way. His record is now 1-2 for the year. For Brooklyn, the winning pitcher is relief pitcher Jack Batta, who worked the last two innings. For Batta, his record is now 2-0. Two wins and no setbacks. The Dodgers are now 3-1 in the season series with the Pirates. Game two will be coming along in about 12 minutes. I think that was the story on that one. Very quickly now, we'll bring you up to date on the post scoreboard. As we told you, Philadelphia lost its single game today, the Cubs winning 7-2. Bob Rush went all the way, and the big young right-hander has now won five and hasn't lost for the Little Bears. Seven runs, 10 hits, and one error for Chicago. Philadelphia, two runs, 5 hits, and no errors. Kurt Simmons, who has won four, lost his second ball game. Constanti in the seventh, and Bob Miller in the ninth. There was one home run. Preston Ward of the Cubs in the eighth inning, hitting his fourth. In the first game of the doubleheader, the Giants beat the Reds 8-0. For New York, 8 runs, 14 hits, and 2 errors. Kennedy pitched to the first hitter, then Coslow went the rest of the way, and of course for Coslow, it's the win. Cincinnati, no runs, 2 hits, 1 error. Blackwell started, Eddie Erott in the eighth inning, and Johnny Hetke in the eighth. There was one home run, Monty Irwin, recently recalled by the Giants, hit his second home run. His first was a grand slammer against the Cubs. This one came in the third inning today with two on and counted for the first scoring. In the second game over there at the Polo Grounds, Raffensperger, with the old fly-casting delivery, is going for the Reds, and Kennedy, who pitched to one man, the first one of the first game, is the starting pitch in the second game. St. Louis at Boston. The Braves at bat in the eighth inning. The Cardinals just exploded for 6 runs in the eighth to go ahead 7-4. Brequin started for St. Louis, Martin in the seventh, and Boyer is now pitching in the eighth. umpire for the Braves, Spahn started and was routed in the face of that 6-run eighth inning, and Chipman had to get the side out. In the American League, the Yankees, with Fred Sanford going, are at Chicago, and the Yankees are leading at the end of 8, 3-1. Hafner started for Chicago, and Judson in the eighth inning. Boston is at Cleveland, and at the end of 7 innings, the Cleveland Indians 8, and the Boston Red Sox 4. Lemon pitching for Cleveland. For Boston, Staub started, and Shands came on in the 7th. For Cleveland, Joe Gordon and Luke Easter hit home runs, and Bertie Tevich has hit one for the Red Sox. Philadelphia, Detroit. Bobby Shantz going for the Athletics, and Art Hootman going for Detroit. And Philadelphia got a run in the first inning. Washington and St. Louis, it is 1-0 in favor of the Browners at the end of 3 innings. Garver for St. Louis, and Wyke pitching for Washington. Once again here, the Dodgers beat the Pirates 3-2 and are now in first place in the National League. But however, first place is one of those things. To have it is to hold it. Well, folks, we are very happy to have had you. And for those of you listening in on the network, next Saturday at Ebbets Field, and you might bring your calendar, the St. Louis Cardinals will be here Saturday, June 17. And boy, that'll be a good one. So we'll count on seeing you. And of course, for you folks listening in to our station in New York, well, we've got the second game of the doubleheader. And of course, we in business every day at the same stand. So join us again here on these Brooklyn broadcasts. It's been fun bringing you this one in behalf of Post Cereals, and we certainly hope you enjoyed it. If you have, remember that you say thanks every time you bring home a package of any of the famous Post Cereals, Post Toasters, Post Grape Nuts and Grape Nuts Flakes, Post Raisin Bran, 40% Bran Flakes, or Post Tens. And if you're one of the folks who haven't tried Post Sugar Crisp yet, be sure that you look for the cellophane bag with the three little bears on it here. And now, speaking for Connie Desmond, this is the old redhead, Red Barber, saying, so long.